The Prince William County School Board has voted to extend blanket protections to gay staff and students. I'm Armando Truhl, senior reporter with WAMU. But it was a close vote, underscoring bitterly divided opinions. The most recent battle in America's ongoing culture war over gay rights was fought last night at the Prince William County School Board. Progressives eked out a 5-3 victory over their conservative counterparts after hours of debate. The second largest school system in Virginia will now specifically ban discrimination against students and staff because of sexual preferences or gender orientation. Lee Carter spoke in favor of the measure.
Discrimination against our teachers for any reason is absolutely unconscionable.
Jay Page graduated last year from Battlefield High School and also spoke in support of the change.
I, among other students, was bullied for my sexual orientation and gender and was not allowed to use the bathroom of the gender I identified with.
Opponents argued that anti-discrimination protection for gays wasn't needed or that it would result in discrimination against straight students. Others, such as Caleb Dalton, a parent, feared the logical outcome of the policy would result in allowing transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice.
I'm not saying that transgender individuals pose a greater threat to safety than any other individuals, but my daughter's right to privacy is not based on someone's identity. It's based on biology and anatomy, which does not change regardless of a student's struggle with gender dysphoria.
The board approved rules to ensure that transgender bathroom policies are decided on a case-by-case basis at the school level and not system-wide by the superintendent. For WAMU, I'm Armando Truhl.